Here we are again looking for Erica. Erica, you know, is coming up on her 25th anniversary of missing.
A little girl vanishes into thin air.
She was buried in a pink rain jacket, jeans, white shoes, and a pink Winnie the Pooh sweatshirt.
The investigation still haunts the community.
I think that anything we find, especially if we find her, it will bring some kind of closure to this case.
I'm Becky Golden, news director at Dayton 24/7 Now.
I won't let it go cold. We are going to find her at all cost.
And I'm Nathan Edwards, morning news anchor, and this is Missing Erica Baker, a podcast from Dayton 24/7 Now.
It's been a long road to get to this point, and hopefully this is the end point today, good Lord willing.
In the next chapter of this story, a somber anniversary with major updates in the search for Erica.
So we're here in the Dayton 24/7 Now podcast recording studio. I'm with Becky, our news director, on the 25th anniversary of Erica Baker's disappearance.
Yeah, Nathan, it's hard to believe. She vanished on February 7th, 1999, while walking her dog near the Kettering Rec Center. As you can imagine, her family is hoping that this is the year they get answers.
It's been a while since we've updated you all at home, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes to bring Erica home. If you're joining us for the first time, make sure you go back and listen from the beginning to get all the twists and turns in the case. Let's dive in. First and foremost, a new tip in the case has led to more searches in another location. Becky, in the last episode, we had just wrapped up a search at Sugar Creek Metro Park.
Yeah, that's right, Nathan. They searched that park after information from our podcast. However, they cleared that spot last spring. They are now focusing their attention on the original location that Christian Gabriel took them to back in the early 2000s called Huffman Dam.
Now, you may remember Christian Gabriel is the prime suspect in the case. He admitted to hitting Erica with his van and burying her body. Early on, he told them she was buried at Huffman Dam and even took them there. Here's some audio from that search in 2004.
Is this a trap?
This was a trap?
Yeah.
Why? No one's trapping you. What's the trap? You're leaving. There is no trap here. We just want to find that girl.
Man, I know you do.
Now, Becky, they've done hundreds of searches in the Huffman Dam area. Why are they focusing so much energy on it again?
Well, they got some new information in part thanks to our podcast. We don't want to give too much away about the person for safety reasons, but it was someone who knows Christian Gabriel pretty well. We contacted this person last year. They didn't want to talk to us at the time, but listened to our podcast and decided to talk to police. That person then pointed them back in the direction of Huffman Dam. So we were invited along for the search, and it was very involved. In fact, it was the most extensive search you and I have been on yet.
Here's Dave Rader from Texas EquiSearch talking to a group of around two dozen volunteers. Take a listen.
All right, guys. For some of you that have not been here and you don't know me, my name's Dave. I'm the director for EquiSearch. Welcome aboard. Here we are again looking for Erica. Erica, you know, is coming up on her 25th anniversary of missing. And it's been a long road to get to this point, and hopefully this is the end point today, good Lord willing. This has been an undertaking and a half to put this together. This has been in the works now for almost 6 weeks.
This one felt different. Detectives really felt optimistic about this spot. They pulled out all the stops. They had excavators, metal detectors, and ground crews prodding the soil. This is Becky and I narrating what we saw as it was happening.
Okay, Becky, we're at a site where it is blocked off with white tape. They have excavators out right now, and both the detective and the lead of Texas EquiSearch Midwest are over here. So what are they doing?
Okay, so right now this whole area is taped off with a white tape. That is where some of the dogs have hit areas of interest. So what they're doing right now with the excavators, they're coming in, they're clearing out the ground. They have been working for the last 6 weeks to like clear out a lot of the heavy trees and brush in the area. And so, but that left like this mulch-like substance on the ground. And so one of the excavators is coming out and kind of clearing that mulch substance off. And the other one, the larger one, is actually digging down. Now, I did talk to Dave and Detective Amy Pedro, and they said that they only think that they would have buried her maybe 3 feet tops maybe even less. I see there's some excitement going on right now. There, one of the detectives with Montgomery County, she's switching out her gloves for crime scene gloves. So I'm not actually sure if they found something right now or if they're just getting prepared.
They were feeling inside the hole.
I think we should probably walk over and find out.
So right now they are digging through piles of dirt looking for bones. And they're paying very close attention to what they are seeing out here.
Yeah, so there's two different groups right here in this one spot. One is actually digging inside a hole that was pre-dug with one of the excavators. Meanwhile, another one of the excavators is dumping dirt into a pile. One of the detectives and a volunteer with EquiSearch are going through to see if there's any bone fragments or anything like that in that pile that's coming from the hole that they're digging. Now, once again, this hole is not very deep, probably 2 feet right now. They don't think she was buried any further than 3 feet, so we'll just have to see if they find anything here. Now, one of the more jarring things to see was a table with children's clothing. Kettering detectives laid out the clothes similar to what Erica was buried in. A pink rain jacket, jeans, white shoes, and a pink Winnie the Pooh sweatshirt. It was a good visual for search crews, but also allowed volunteers to calibrate metal detectors. Bob Green, the original detective on the case who is now retired, was out there too. We caught up with him about what this means to him 25 years after Erica vanished.
We have never referred to this as a cold case. And I think I said that in the past when we talked. And I've been thinking about this with the 25th year anniversary coming up. And I guess I want to compare it to a relay. Because a relay race, because there have been so many people through these 25 years that have helped to go through the process, and we've done multiple searches, as you're aware of, and you guys have been out on some of them, you initiated some of them, and we have gone through detectives. I retired from Kettering. I had multiple partners that helped me, multiple people at the PD and outside the PD that helped. And then they moved it over to Vince Mason. He worked it for many years. They moved it to another detective after Vince got promoted, to Matt Wolf. He then retired, and now we have Amy Pedro. And this is just a part of the relay.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Dave Rader, the director of Texas EquiSearch Midwest, and his team of searchers did a lot to prepare ahead of time. For the past 6 weeks, they've been clearing the woods of honeysuckle and other debris. The area is about the size of 2 football fields side by side. They've also put up drones, brought dogs out, and done their research.
What are some of the challenges in a search like this?
We've had metal detectors out here. As you see, at what point in time this was a dump site. So we got false positive hits on that. It was heavily with foliage and honeysuckle. We came in here, we knocked all of that down to make it easier for the ground pounders to come in and do a significant ground search. So these are some of the things that we're running into. And again, we're going off, only one person or two people knew the answer to this. And after all of the searching and everything, they still have the answers. So we're just trying to eliminate, by process of elimination, of what they tried to tell the detectives back 25 years ago.
Another big development, you might have caught it, there's another new detective on the case, Detective Amy Pedro. Matt Wolf retired. She's been with Kettering Police Department for 16 years. She's young, and her dad was on the force as well, so she grew up with this case. She's dedicated and has a close relationship with Bob Green and Texas EquiSearch, and has been using some new ideas and techniques to bring Erica home.
They've done hundreds of searches over the years. You're pretty new to the case. When you were looking at this with a fresh pair of eyes, what was your perspective when taking on a search of this magnitude?
It puts a lot of pressure on you because you want to do the right thing. You want to see the holes. You want to see the truth and all the lies that have been told over the years. You just want to do all you can do to bring her home.
Yeah.
That's our primary goal today. We just want to find her.
Yeah, what I really like about Amy is her enthusiasm and eagerness to solve this case. You can tell by talking with her and watching her work that she really believes she can find Erica.
Now, we also understand there are new updates with the prime suspect in the case, Christian Gabriel. Becky, you found out he was recently arrested?
Yeah, that's right. Now, as a recap, he's been living out in Oregon for several years. And we found out that back in October, he was actually arrested on assault and meth charges. Now, he ended up pleading no contest to assault. These were both misdemeanor charges. He got 10 days in jail, a $500 fine. Now, I do want to make it clear that this has nothing to do with the Erica Baker case, but it does go to show that he's still getting in trouble with the law.
So, Bob, when you look at this, there's about 24 people out here today trying to find Erica. Meanwhile, on the other coast of this country, you have Christian Gabriel doing who knows what. Is it frustrating that after all these years, you're still back in the same place where he initially said, and he's just a free man living his life?
I guess frustrating is a good word. I don't worry myself about him. I worry myself more for returning Erica to a resting place for her family. I don't think a whole lot about him. He knows what he did, and he has to live with it, and he has to handle it. And through what we know, how he's living his life, he's not handling it real well.
As we wrap up this episode, we have some closing thoughts. Ultimately, they did not find Erica or any remains in the woods that day. But there's still a lot of hope surrounding this specific location, right, Becky?
Yeah, that's right. They still have a lot of optimism out there. You know, remember, this is the first place that Christian Gabriel ever took them to. And so I think they've always had this spot in the back of their mind. That's why they've done nearly 100 searches out there over the years. But they're really, really excited about this one particular area near Huffman Dam. We don't want to get too much into the location of it, but they might have found some things out there that gives them hope that they're in the right spot. They asked us not to release what those items are, but they do have a lot of optimism about that area.
Now, one of the key players in this episode was Detective Bob Green. And something credible about Bob was the fact that he actually was just going through procedure before this whole search.
Yeah, I just think that this really highlights how dedicated Bob Green is to this case and how dedicated all of the other detectives and EquiSearch is to this case. Bob Green had major surgery around Thanksgiving. He just came back to work. He's having a hard time walking a little bit, but he was out there, you know, out at the search. He was walking around. He was watching, you know, what they were doing, where they were digging, what they were going through. And I think it just goes to show that everyone really believes that Erica can be found, the fact that they are spending weekend after weekend out there searching for her.
Now, I did have a chance to talk with Greg Baker, Erica's dad, and he says he is so thankful for this dedication of not only the detectives, but Texas EquiSearch and everybody for keeping Erica's story alive. He said it's a hard anniversary to get through, 25 years. It's hard to believe that, you know, it was that long ago. He says it still feels like yesterday. The biggest thing here is he still maintains hope like everybody else. And that is the beautiful thing that comes out of this is the community being able to come together.
Yeah. And I want to point out that this search felt different. This one felt completely different than the others that we have been part of, because you could tell when we got there, there was a lot of optimism and excitement in the air because they really thought that they were going to find her that day. And I think that they still think that this one spot is a spot that they want to keep looking at. So this one just felt really different. And I would not be surprised if they do find her out there.
Well, let's just hope this next search is their last. We appreciate you listening to this special bonus episode. We know you're as invested in this case as we are. If you have any information about Erica's case, please call the Kettering Police Department at 937-296-2555.
Thank you to Erica Baker's family, Kettering Detectives, EquiSearch Midwest, and others who have added their voice and expertise to sharing Erica's story.
We care so much about this community, and this is not the end of our reporting on this case. Head to Dayton247now.com. We've created a special section dedicated to this.
And if there's any major updates to this investigation, we'll be back in your podcast feeds. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast, and you'll be notified when a fresh episode drops. While you're there, please leave us a review. Let us know what you think of the season, and please share the series with a friend or family member you think may be interested.
Missing Erica Baker has been a presentation of Dayton 24/7 Now, an affiliate of Sinclair Broadcast Group. Mitch Hansen is our senior producer. Michael Ouyang is our coordinating producer. Lee Furry is our producer, and Eric Newell is our audio engineer. Production coordination by Anna Nicole Weiss, and legal support from Chase Bales. Rich Cook is the head of audio at Sinclair. Until next time, I'm Nathan Edwards.
And I'm Becky Golden. This has been Missing Erica Baker.